There you are, and we mentioned, you know, it was 100 degrees in Denver yesterday, so yeah. It's not like we're all alone in this thing, but nonetheless. So a British website said its survey of employers suggests that nearly three-quarters of office bosses aren't too bothered by employees showing up late. The name of the site is Mosey, which is kind of the way they're heading into work.
That's what it sounds like.
Mosey.co.uk said its survey, which questioned 1,000 employers and 1,000 employees, suggested many bosses are not bothered by workers who are less than a half an hour late because they recognize how much work the employees perform using the internet and their smartphone. And about a quarter of the employers polled said that, well, they're not bothered by their employees taking longer lunches. And about a third said they don't mind workers taking regular breaks. Now, again, this is a wonderful job we have here, but one of the things is we really can't be showing up late for work. Because, I mean, we start pretty much at an exact time.
Yeah, and, because, you know, the result of us being late is dead air.
It's noticeable. It's noticeable.
Yeah, it would be noticeable.
And if Tom decided he wanted to go out and check his text messages at about 10 minutes before the hour, it might be noticeable that he wasn't there.
That's true.
So those are the kind of things that, it's a little different here anyway. But aside from that, you know, again, inside work, no heavy lifting. Hello, let's go to the phones.
I lifted something heavy the other day.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
hello.
I did. I thought about you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. Mm-hmm. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
That's not going to be that way.
Can
you imagine?
I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Would you? We appreciate that.
Don't worry about calling me back. I was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music
on
the radio,
really?
Not just stuff.
Stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Well, that's like your opinion,
Bye.
Man.
Bye.
Who says it's not pressing?
You know, we've only heard from her, and she says there's a bunch.
She's the spokesperson.
I guess so. To look
right at your baby. Cool, Carly Rae.
Yeah. So
call me maybe. Hey, I just met you. Now that's good.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about this song is, as we know, when you get finished with your workout, there's a cool-down period that is necessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't just suddenly stop. But, you know, this is a good little tempo here. See? I don't understand this song. I listened to it once, and I don't know what it means. But maybe you can help me with that, Chase?
She's a little crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
She just met a guy, but she hands him her number.
All right, so here's our cool-down. See? I mean,
I think they just lost power.
That may be the complete workout song, right? What, the record quit going around?
yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's, you know, that's not bad right there.
I always skip that cool down period.
That's Call Me Maybe? Okay, there you go. Got that for
Call
you.
Me, comma, maybe. Not Call Me Maybe, like Arrested Development or something like that.
Okay. All right, now let's lay the heavy question out here. Drag this out into the middle of the room.
Yeah. 7:44, it's going to be a good one.
If God is going to let you off easy, why not commit the crime? See?
Oh, my gosh. What kind of question is
that? Well, that sums up the findings of a study by two American professors who say that countries with a belief in hell have lower crime rates than those with a greater belief in heaven. The researchers looked for mentions of heaven, hell, and God in surveys of more than 143,000 participants in 67 countries. They did this between 1981 and 2007. In 2003, Harvard researchers found that developed countries perform better economically if the population believed more in hell than in heaven.
Does it cite examples?
Well, it does not. And the other thing I don't know is if there were any agnostics atheists involved. Mm. I mean, so I'm not exactly sure. Again, it sounds like there are a lot of participants at 143,000. One of the professors said, I think it's an important clue about the differential effects of supernatural punishment and supernatural benevolence. Last year, he wrote an article saying that undergrads who believed in a forgiving God were more likely to cheat than those who believe in a punishing God. There is less of a divine deterrent, he said.
Well, that's interesting.
Well,
I mean, personally, I do believe in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about hell, but that's enough for me to keep it on the straight and narrow. You know?
But then the concept of a forgiving God
uh-huh.
and a punishing God. And again, of
I'm
course,
still, I'm Reverend,
I'm still trying. Well, I'm trying to wrap my head around what. And again, it's really unfortunate that they didn't cite examples.
Yeah.
Because if you cite an Islamic theocracy as a place where crime rates are low because of belief in hell, I would counter with no. Crime rates are low because punishment is very extreme in those places.
And you know exactly what it is, and it's often done in public, and all those sorts of things.
And so that's an immediate flaw that I see.
But.
Yeah, because it can get pretty nasty before you ever get to hell.
Sure.
You know? Yeah,
But committing a crime, now you see, are we talking about that, and how often do you think about the consequences of what you are going to do before you do it anyway? Whether it's, we may not even be talking about heaven or hell in a case like that.
Well, to me, the theological answer is that if that is the ultimate decision, or if that is the ultimate barometer that you use to make your decision, it's a reflection of spiritual immaturity.
Okay.
Because if you truly want to please God, you will do what is right. There is a moral compass to do what is right from an optimistic standpoint, not to avoid punishment.
Yet, is that on the front of your mind if it is a crime of passion?
No.
And it may not be.
Because nothing but the passion is on the front of your mind if it's a crime of passion.
Right.
I'm talking about if you have time to think it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is your outlook as a follower of whatever faith you choose to follow? Is it to please a deity, or is it to avoid his wrath?
And again, I don't know if agnostics or atheists were involved in this, so then that would be off the table. But it's an interesting concept, and that's all. I just kind of rolled it out there.
No, it is.
No right answer, no wrong answer, just kind of something for you to think about. See, we do that every once in a while. We're silly, but we give you things to think about. It's
We cool down their body but warm up their mind.
That's there you go. Focus on the Family is